Mountain.
Okay. And the rocky side of a mountain that drops off real sharp. Say someone jumped over the
cliff.
Okay. And if you had several of these, you might talk about several mountain
cliffs.
Okay. And up in the mountains where the road goes across in a low place, it's not a valley now because it's still up in the mountains, just sort of between two mountains. You'd call that low place a
valley? No, you said not a valley. A lower road?
Okay. I guess you well, there are no mountains around here, but you familiar with the word gap?
Yes.
How do you use that word gap?
Gap. Like here, well, at my garden, I have a gate. You say gate or gap. And the lot, and we have one in and into the field. Well, they call them gaps.
Now, when you talk about a gate and a gap, do those two mean exactly the same thing to you?
Yes, they do.
This, what I was interested in is this, someone explained that there was a little bit of difference, that a gap was a more old-fashioned thing that you just maybe have a board that you could just
pull
aside, you know, pull mm-hmm. up, which could also be called a gate, but that also a gate could be something more modern, that more like a door type thing that you can swing out, and you wouldn't call that a gap.
Mm-hmm.
Or is that the way you use the word?
Well, I just say gap and gate. I didn't know. I mean, I didn't know it was any different. I never, you know, just looked it up.
Uh-huh.
But they, that's what they say, gate or gap.
I
and
see. So it means all the same thing.
Yes.
Do you ever hear of a water gap?
Water gap. No, I don't believe.
Uh-huh. And, you know, on some farms, say if they have the field or the pasture fenced in, but instead of putting a gate there, they'll leave that place open and maybe put poles or a board spaced across down on the ground so you could drive a truck over it?
Yes.
What would you call that, a gap?
Cow gap.
Huh?
They call those cow gaps.
Okay. And say if you were going to chop down a tree, you'd first of all make a cut in the direction that you were wanted it to fall in. And you'd call that little V-shaped cut, you'd call that a
gap.
Okay.
Chip band.
Or another word you might use for a little V-shaped cut.
A triangle?
Yeah. You might take a knife and take a stick of wood and cut a little
edge off to put this all in there.
So. Uh-huh. Did you ever use the word notch?
Notch. Yes, you do.
How do you use that word?
Well, to notch the tree, take uh-huh. it and just notch where the saw will fit in there, and see, and it won't be jumping from place to place when you get ready to saw.
So, it notch means just
mark across it, maybe with your saw, and then see, you take the saw and go across there. Well, that makes that notch, and then
uh-huh.
when you get ready to saw, you can put the saw in there and go on, and the saw won't be jumping from place to place and sawing maybe a notch here and there. And,
yeah, that's it. A place where a boat stops and where freight's unloaded would be a
dock.
Okay, anything else?
Sure.
Okay, what if it's down at, say it in New Orleans, or some larger place where bigger boats can come in, ships can come in? Would you call that a dock?
Called shipyard.
Okay.